Welcome to All for the Nations podcast. My name is Tete Fernandez, and you are hearing this because my beautiful friend Betty Bank requested to get to know a little bit more of the behind the scenes of our ministry. So here you are, beautiful Betty Bank. Thank you so much for the encouragement. Let's go. So this is the first episode and I'm having a little bit of trouble of jumping in because I don't have an idea how to even start. So I'm just going to go in and talk to you about our upcoming project. So it's January 2019 and we're prepping to leave to India. Every project that we prepare is proceed for a lot of work and right now we are hustling in that work. The projects that we do usually are dividing in pre-production, production, and post-production. And that means that we prep before even arrive to the town or country that we're gonna go. And then we work a lot while we're traveling. And then when we return, we work even more to get all the editing and masterization and the project actually done to be able to share with the missionaries. So, right now we're in pre-production, we're preparing all the storyboards, and that means that we're deciding what is going to be the format of the video that we're going to do, and how we're going to share the story, where it's going to be our angle, how are we going to make the message get across in a video clip that is only 1 or 2 minutes, but that can be packed with all the reality that is India. So that's what we're doing right now. At the same time, we are getting ready the logistics of the next trips that we have during the year. We're planning to travel 8 more times to other projects, and at the same time we're fundraising for this project and all the 8 other projects. So January, to say the least, has been a lot of fun. And in the middle of that hustling and running around, I'm making this stop and this pause because I really, really want you to know what it takes. And I want you to know that you are important and your prayers are important. A few years ago, we were doing our first project and we were facing a lot of attack. And while we're trying to survive that attack, we were praying and the Holy Spirit told us, the attack that you guys are experiencing is because you're not only recording with a camera, you're allowing thousands and thousands and thousands of eyes to be aware of a reality that in no other way they could be aware. So a bridge is being built. And that is where our tagline came from, bridging the gap between the church and the mission field. We hope that, and we pray that every project that we do gets to you, and more than doing a good or an excellent video production, we're trying to tell you with every production, God is doing something amazing in the nations, either that is in your neighborhood or in the neighborhood next to your neighborhood or in a different country really, really far away. His movement is there and his invitation is there, and we have the honor to be a part. The reality, however, is that it's really easy to get looped in this reality that we have daily and in the monotony of getting to places and paying bills. And we just forget. And by the time that we come to our senses, half our life has passed. So we're strongly praying and hoping that while you are getting closer to our ministry, you get closer to what God is doing in the nations, and you realize that these amazing women and men that have left everything behind to spread the good news, the only thing that they have in common is that, one, they love God passionately, and two, they believe that they could do a difference, even if it was with a little step of faith. So there you go. That's where we are. So as I mentioned, our upcoming trip is to India. We're departing the last week of February and returning the first week of March. We're still hustling through the fundraiser efforts. Just last night, we had a meeting with a beautiful family that gathered 20 of their friends and allow us to talk to them and just to share with them a little bit our hearts, our ministry. And it was amazing just to see a living room full of hearts that actually want to be a part of what God is doing in the nations. And I feel like that's exactly what's happening in every heart of every believer. We all know that God calls to share the gospel to the end of the earth. It's not a secret, and it's not that we are not willing to do so. It's just that we are not aware where the need is and how we can partner. I remember a few years ago, the Lord started prompting me to pray for particular nations. And I remember praying for nations that I have never visited at that point and feeling a little bit hopeless. It felt so far away. It felt like it didn't make sense to pray. It felt like my prayers didn't make a difference because, one, I wasn't connected with anybody on the ground, anybody there doing something, and I wasn't aware of what God was doing, and two, because I did not know how to pray. And with the years, has been amazing how the Lord has allowed me to go to those places and hear the testimonies. And today, being aware that my prayers actually matter, and that the little bit that we can do, even if it's just praying, it does make a huge difference. Huge, huge difference. So before wrapping up this first episode, I would like to invite you to take a few minutes on this week and ask the Lord, what is in your heart? It's so often that we just step into a week, into a day, with our own agenda, our minds, and with our own, you know, list of things to get done. I don't know you, but most of the time I miss out the opportunity to ask the Lord, what are you doing and what you want me to do? So I'm inviting you to join me in this prayer this week and ask the Holy Spirit, what are you doing in the nations and what you want me to do about it? And as the Lord starts speaking to you, don't be scared if a particular region of your country or a particular nation or even a particular neighborhood just start popping up in your heart. And I invite you, pray. Pray like it does make a difference, because it does. A pastor a long time ago shared with me this phrase and reshaped the way that I step into my prayer life. He said, your prayer does not need a passport. So I don't know your reality right now as you're listening to me. I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know what it's taking for you to go day by day. But my invitation is, do not underestimate the power of your prayer. Do not underestimate the power of your life and how your life partnering with God can make a dent in the eternity of a lot of people. If you can travel right now, if you can go further than your neighborhood, please be aware, you do not need a passport to pray for the nations. Thank you so much for spending time with me. If you would like to know more about our ministry or support our Project India or all other projects that we have, we invite you to visit our website, wildforthenations.com. That is www.wildforthenations.com. You will find there a tab that is called Donate. And by exploring that website or clicking on that tab, you can be a part of what we're doing in the nations. Thank you so much. I'll make sure to share with you a little bit more of your journey in our next episode. God bless you.